News analyst Daniel Schorr says all Americans have cause to be alarmed about what scraps of information, seemingly innocuous or not, the federal government is collecting on them. He points to a number of recent government initiatives that he says add up to a worrying trend.
Spying on Americans in America is a historic no-no that was reconfirmed in the mid-1970s when the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA got into a peck of trouble with Congress and the country for conducting surveillance on Vietnam War dissenters. A no-no, that is, until September 11th. Since then, the Bush administration has acted as though, in order to protect you, it has to know all about you. The hastily passed USA Patriot Act reduced some of the barriers to the invasion of privacy. And today, a federal appeals court ruled that the Justice Department has broad discretion in using wiretaps and other surveillance techniques to track suspected terrorists and spies. Last summer, Attorney General John Ashcroft tried to institute a program called TIPS, Terrorism Information and Prevention System, inviting Americans to spy on each other. But Congress refused to endorse that program. There was some discussion in the White House about whether the United States needed, in addition to a Homeland Security Department, a special internal intelligence agency separate from the FBI, like the British MI5. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge flew to London for a briefing and returned saying he doubted whether such an organization would work in this country. Some senators who are down on the FBI are still interested in the idea. The most far-reaching plan yet for domestic snooping is being researched in the Pentagon. It is called Total Information Awareness, TIA, and would employ some cutting-edge technologies to establish a centralized grand database on Americans. Into that database would flow every kind of electronic transaction, from telephone bills paid to medical prescriptions filled, from credit card purchases to travel plans, all neatly processed into individual dossiers. The father of the TIA program is Rear Admiral retired John Poindexter, who was President Reagan's National Security Advisor. He is remembered for perjury conviction later overturned in the Iran-Contra conspiracy. That is only one of the reasons to worry about a program that would establish a big brother of the computer age. This is Daniel Schorr.